As I mentioned, it's a shift from what we've been up to now. Honestly, it's a different kind of tefillah, but it's based on halacha, or maybe halacha is based on this, is that first you have to sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You first magid shvachoy, but after kach shel tzrochov, and then you ask for your request. It's not just because you're being polite. It's not just because, as we saw yesterday, you first tell the guy what a lovely guy is, and then you ask him for a donation. That's not how it works. That's not what that's about. It might be there, that's what it's about. But that's not what it's about. We see more, but we said that's mamash, it's ma'akav the ikat tefillah. If you don't do it that way, it's not just you're not a nice guy. It's your ma'akav the whole avodas tefillah. So we have to understand what that's about. You first have to recognize who you're coming to be Masharis. Tefillah is a voider, we said. So you have to recognize who it is that you're being oivered. You have to first recognize the elokus and the elevation and transcendency of that entity that you're trying to connect to. Well, that's the Shevach before is an attempt to attain that level. Okay, we'll take this further. We're going to be on Rina for a while. That's what he said. We landed off yesterday, the last two lines in the first paragraph of Mem Ches. The Shevach is not getting all emotional and dancing in front of Hashem. There may be room for that as well. I don't know. We're talking about, the Shevach is you're thinking about what you say. When you're saying Psukah to Zimra, you're going through the Psukim, the Tehillim, you're thinking about what you're saying and you're coming to a recognition, to Hakara of the Elokus of Yisbarach. Then when you get up to David, that's an Asek of Avodah because you know who it is that you're dealing with. Behine. Gamak Kabonis Vagama Tfila Hem Avodah. V'doimim Hem Zelezeh, Kabonis Avodah B'maisa, V'tfila Avodah Shebalei. We know there's a deep connection. We spoke about some of it yesterday. It's a connection between the Kabonis and Tefillah. They're both avoida. The one is avoida b'maisa. Obviously, you need a lave as well. And Tefillah is avoida sheva lave. The avoida sa Kabonis poshut. Zimuchedes rak le'elokim levodoy. Shebenam l'chaveiroi. Afim yiten l'chaveiroi. Mirev av v'arocha. Metonis kesef o'zav. We understand that Kabonis is all about benodom l'mokom. Because you understand, Shonon Chaveri, even if you give your friend wonderful gifts, Ach lo ilam lo yakriv lechaveri korban b'gdei laharosh le'avosoi u'mesiros olav. You take a cow and you shecht it on your friend's doorstep and you leave it there bleeding as a sign of appreciation and the way I value you. Don't know how much he would be, don't know how much he'd appreciate your gift. You give gifts to show somebody how much you appreciate them, how much you value them. But no one's shechting cows in your dining room while you're away. You come and you go, wow, thank you so well. I see how much the guy loves me. So there's left this dead cow on my doorstep. It's normally not what people do to show appreciation. You don't know that, huh?
No.
Good thing you came here today.
Yeah.
You nearly messed up bad. Yeah. Okay, fine. Good. We're not talking about the Schwarzes now. You know, they do that. But they give them alive cows, not dead cows. Thank you. But, so I don't want to admit it. Verakim also avoid the Zora, umiyechesle olopus yakriv lo korban. Avoid the Zora, people do bring korbanos. Why? Because they're recognizing the elokus in who they're bringing the korban to. Even the Bala avoid the Zora would never shecht the cow to the komar. They'll give him gifts and they'll take a lot of money. They give them a lot of money. Well, they never shecht the korban to the priest. They'll shecht it to the avodah zara, the priest that give money or other stuff that the priest commands. Well, you don't shecht. You shecht the korban to something which is elokus. Shoyres a korban is shvichas damoy. She korbanos heim hadoyrein hamarish shamasiris v'ha'ave bo'iram bekirboy. Korban is about shvichas domim. You don't bring a live cow and you leave it there. You shecht it. Why'd have to shecht it? You'd think the guy would much more appreciate a live cow. He'll decide what he wants to do with it afterwards. No, you shecht it. There's a shvichas domim. It's an expression of Mesiris, of Ava, that's burning inside of himself. He's prepared a makriv himself on the Mizbeach. And the Korban is a representation of that. That's never Shaykh by non lechavere. The Mahu, Mihu, Sheshpoch is Damoy of Akrivis Salibi Bavuri, as Chelbi Avuri. Who's he that I'm gonna slit my wrists because of him? I'm gonna burn my fats on the Mizbeach to a person? Unheard of. But Klalu, Bakol Mokum, Kayecha Koitmin, your life comes first. You don't kill yourself to keep somebody else alive. Miraklemishu, and of course, Vein Seifis. Sarich Levatel Nafshoy Alav Ad Kedei Hakrova Al Mizbeach Avodoisei. Only somebody who that is elokus, and I'm not translating that word because it's multiple. But in Seifis, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, when He's Echad, when He's infinite, as Sarich Levatel Nafshoy, then you have to mevatel yourself. Ad Kedei Hakrova Al Mizbeach Avodoisei. That we learn from Yitzhak Avinu. Because they are moving shela kabonis b'pshuto. That's a simple understanding of kabonis. Vito shel ave v'yiru mesiris ad kedei hisbatlus shel shvichas dam ha-nefesh atzvay. It's like you're bringing yourself up onto the mizbeach. Hashem doesn't want you to do that. Hashem doesn't want you to commit suicide in the Beis HaMikdash as an offering. But bring a korban, that's what it is. It represents that degree of the serious nefesh and shvich has done. That's how much I'm prepared to do for Hashem. But avodas atfila he al oisem mishkal mamish. Avodas atfila is the same weight. Haynu shemaki belibo is but luso elokuso is barach. He recognizes he sees butless in front of that elokus. Neyucholte vatzmusa abilti balas tachlis. He recognizes how Kodesh Baruch Hu is infinite, all powerful, all knowing, infinite. Your whole life, everything you're lacking, everything is all in the hands of Hashem. And only Hashem can provide you with what you need. Your whole life, your whole existence, every breath you take. It's a bottle to Hashem. Without Him, you wouldn't breathe. Your heart couldn't beat, your eyes, nothing, nothing, you're nothing, you don't exist. Because He created you, Yesh Mi'ayin. And He's creating you every moment, Yesh Mi'ayin. Therefore, everything's in His hands. Everything is in His hands. When you understand who's holding the strings, so then Mamela, you ask Him to help you, to give you what you need. Umaki b'chazda yisbaracha in seifi gvurosa elokus l'malik hisronoysef. And then he recognizes the enormous chesed that this infinite, ein sof entity is prepared to take time out to kind of like take care of my little needs, which for me are very big. But in terms of Hashem's total global conduct of this universe, if you think about how big this universe is, you start realizing when you're having a dispute with your neighbor over a piece of land, you're fighting over a microscopic particle. People kill themselves over those microscopic particles. You have two microscopic particles having a fight over a smaller microscopic particle. That's what it looks like in physical terms, but obviously not like that. Because these microscopic particles have neshamas that are part of that Ein Sof. That's why we're not nothing. But klapi Hashem, not that we're not nothing. We're part of Hashem, Avada, aval, we bottled Him because everything we have comes from Him. Umaido, umagadal, umafae, umaroima, malkach, beizbatlis, gemura. That's what tefillah is, the same as kabbonis. Total izbatlis of the self. Not because you become nothing. There's a big danger. It's very easy to do this and just become nothing. I'm nothing. Said it again and again and again, and maybe it'll go in. David HaMelech was the greatest of all of the izbatlis. And he was fully actualized. But he recognized that that actualization was all about Hashem, not about him. When you look at David HaMelech doing everything that he has to do, you see Hashem, you don't see him. That's the vault. Not that he did nothing. That's a very low level. You just do nothing. Don't need you yet to do nothing. You have to do Aval, the doing is about Hashem, not about me. And it's the shevach and the praise that you say that brings you to that recognition of who that is. You have to get through a Shema also to get to Tfilah. Designed that way. You have to get to a Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But to do that, you need to say Pesukei Dezibra first. It's a step ladder. Okay. Because you shouldn't come late. That's what's very bitty heaven. And that's why if you keep doing it constantly, you can't do it. If you are honest, there's a thing in the Torah called honest. Honest akmona potre. How do you understand that? Okay. Sam understands the human. But in terms of the, in, we're trying to understand the Shredish, understand how tefillah works. And Achinami, if you come late for Shachris also, you're allowed to chop parts of Shmoni because you want to get to tefillah betzibur. Tefillah betzibur overrides all of the achonis. You know, the Hasidim tend to daven late sometimes. And they have a reason for that. Because you can prepare yourself for tefillah. They're into preparation. The Hasidim know about achonah. So they're preparing. Eventually they daven late. But one of the Gerer Rebbe's, not sure this one or the previous one, he used to daven early. He used to daven, you know, like a litva. Didn't know if he daven late, so he davened at the 7 o'clock minichaisik, but he davened early. So one of the Hasidim said to him, I don't understand. That's not the way you do things. Why do you daven? You know, if you would prepare longer, you could daven a much more beautiful tefillah or whatever. He said, you're right, but what can I do? So what do you mean, what can you do? He says, it says, we say to the siddur every day, that if you would bring dvash into the ketores, ein adam yoichal lamod mibnei reicha, it would raise the quality of the dvash to a whole new level that no one would be able to handle the beauty of that spell. Az lama lo mavin bo dvash, so why don't we put dvash in? We measure kosher b'teira. Because it says in the Torah, you can't. Says the Gerer Rebbe, I would love to daven later. I could prepare better and I could have a much more elevated tefillah, but what can I do? It's stating Torah, stop my tefillah. I don't know if you're allowed to say what I just said in the Kodesh building. I said, I'm Dutch Tamaki from a Litvish Rosh Yeshiva, so you can do what you want with that story.
Nice story.
I just said it. Hey, whether it's a nice story or not, about the vote's a vote. There are a lot of things we feel we could do better and nicer and whatever. About Masha Kosovatoni, but it says in the Torah, if you come late, Tfilah Betzibu is the Iker. That's the pinnacle of Hilchas Tfilah, is to daven Tfilah Betzibu. And there's a whole lot of dagas of what Tfilah Betzibu is. To start with the chazan, the first bracha, the first three brachas. To say it with the chazan afterwards, word by word. There are a lot of different dagas, but the ikka, the shvix, is to get to tefillah betzibul. So if you need to compromise other qualities, we will. But lechatchila, that's not the way to do things. Lechatchila, come to davening early. Prepare yourselves. God, that's what you said in the beginning, the whole story. But in Achinami, there's a lot of, what do you do if you're honest and you come late? If you're so honest that you come so late, you daven shachris twice. Also not exactly ideal, although that's... Belulei de mistfina, what's that word? Rav said, and I don't know what it means.
Mistfina.
Who's mistfina? What does that word mean? Somebody want to translate
that? Misunderstanding.
Huh?
Misunderstanding. Without this understanding.
Without understanding what you just said. Okay. I don't know what the word means.
Without understand. This understanding.
I might have seen this word before. It's not the first time I'm reading the Sefer. Okay. To rak mitoicha korosh, the afokim, ach, shall call upon him, yesh kan mishi vedon lazolo, kederek shumavake sha'ani me'oshi v'achoy lema reife, rilu yachas lehem kol il yoynes ve'lokus. Just ask. When an Oni knocks on the door and he asks for money, he didn't spend half an hour thinking about who you are and what you are and what your mind is on, what your qualities are. And then he came to ask you for money, or you go to the doctor to ask you for a prescription or whatever. You don't spend 15 minutes meditating on who the doctor is and what he is and what qualifications he's got. But no, you just go and ask him for what you need because he can provide you with what you need. So let's say, I'm going to ask Hashem. I'll go ask Hashem to give me what I need without all this stuff. Ain't because chashuv avoida. Then your request wouldn't be considered avoida. When you go to the doctor to ask the doctor, or you go to the rich man to ask him for a donation, that's not called avoider. That's asking, I'm asking for a request. He'll say yes or no. When we're coming to ask for a Kodesh Baruch, when we're coming to tefillah, tefillah is an avoider. The avoider, the move na haposhu tush, the oivde b'mashem yachas loyla kus v'gadmus noirim. Avdus means that I'm attributing to this entity elokus, an awesome greatness. If a person just asks, without going through this process of understanding the enormous greatness and the elevatedness of Hashem, he's involved in some aspect of avoida. That's called a bekasha from Hashem, and his tefillah is recognized and accepted. Aval avoida ein kan. That's not called avoida. You ask Hashem for something. You're supposed to, and you must. And if you do, it's a tefillah. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu has your tefillah 24/7. He's with you all the time. Aval avoida such tefillah you lacking. Same as if you don't daven on time, you have tefillah, but you don't have tefillah bezmanoi. There's a mile of tefillah bezmanoi. There's qualities. The tefillah ayri bo achiyuv deraisi avoida. This chiyuv of tefillah, which is a chiyuv deraisa, that's avoida. When you don't recognize mize Hashem, when you don't understand the godness, you're not thinking about who you're talking to, that's not considered avoida. And that's lacking, and it's ma'akev, the mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. Again, I'm not talking about lachikli. Lachikli, you have to ask. We pask in the Ramba. I'm just talking in the quality of the tefillah. It's lacking this aspect of avoider. First, you have to say the praises of Hashem, because the praises of Hashem brings you to an understanding and a korah of Elokus, who I'm talking to. Afterwards, you daven.
Yes,
one second. Just one second. I just want to make one more. Insert, yeah, and then we'll go back. Then we can discuss all the questions. Aval, to get to the Sheva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also requires a chana. You have to learn Shara Bechina. What are you praising Hashem for? You need to be trained how to know what to look for in Hashem. To see the wisdom and the chokhmah and the goodness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the answer what you're praising for. It's not just thank you. It's also choshev. It's also important. But you start learning a bit of Shara Bechina, you start training yourself to see the wisdom and the godliness in every aspect of the Bria, besides the fact that in itself is a chiyuv, it's a whole shah in Chovas HaLevavos, it's a chiyuv, but it also enhances your tefillah untold. Because when you start praising Hashem, you know what you're praising Him for, you understand who you're talking about. Yes.
In the first bracha, Manasseh, so how does that, okay, Abraham, okay, Sakha, okay, Akal, how do we understand that as Shva? Good question.
I don't know if that itself is a Sheva, unless you're focusing on what Hashem did for your avos. I think that, as again, that you have to, there's a whole sefer where he goes through Shmoneh Esrei, word by word, and explains what each aspect is, which was not written by him, it was taken by the Talmidim from the Shirim that he gave. There's two types of Shirim from Sforim from the Pinkas. The ones he wrote himself, he sat and wrote them himself, Shari Betvila, Tiferes Torah, his Pirush on Chumash, Shabbos Malchotza, but the majority of Sforim that we have of Rapinkas today were taken from the recordings, from the sharing he gave, and there was certain Tamidim laws of Chehu, the Posens, I think, transcribed them into the Sforim. So there he has one on the whole of Shmoneh Esrei, goes through the whole Siddur, word by word, and explains every aspect. But I think the aspect of the Avos is we're connecting ourselves to the Avos. I'm not sure if that's specifically the beginning of the praise. The praise starts afterwards. Elokeinu, first of all, I'm linking him to me. Elokeinu, he's my God. Then Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Velei Yaakov. I'm saying I'm coming on the back of the schus of the Avos and the Imois. Don't even forget that. Now it's not the time, but included in the schus Avos is schus Imois as well. We talk about schus Avos all the time. What about mommy? But she's included in there as well. The Goyin says that. I'm not getting old here. So included in that is I'm not coming on my own bat. I'm coming on the fact that I'm a grandson of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Now I'm starting to praise Hashem.
It's not that they were on the Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov was such gedolim, and they they recognize the Ribbono Shel as the Ribbono Shel Olam. That maybe why that in itself also, is a praise.
It's also available for you. He's talking about the Avos, he's talking about the relationship and what Hashem did for my Avos. You can have a Korosatayv for what somebody did for your father also. It's also about a stira. But what I understood from Rav Desli is the Iki is I'm coming on the back of what's called Sus Avos. I don't want to come in here and say, hey, I've arrived. That's a halacha in Kibud Av. If you can go to somebody and request something because of your own relationship with him, or you can come because he protects you because he had a kesher with your father, the halacha is you should mention your father as well. I'm the son of Mr. So-and-so, please can you help me? But they don't need it. He'll help you even if you don't. But if you come to him and say, oh, you know, my father was up, the halacha is up, you should say that. Come on then. But in Achinami, there may be a praise there. Never thought about it. Yeah. It's not because I'm saying, well, Hashem, you're so wonderful, give me money. You know, I don't want to bribe him. So I'm trying to recognize who I'm talking to. I'm trying to sensitize myself to the fact that there's elokusia that I'm talking to. What am I doing? I'm busy waking up to the fact that I'm about to stand up in front of Hashem. When I start singing the praises, I start recognizing who this is, what this is. There's not just some very powerful type of entity that we have in the world. He ascribes to him according to his ability, everyone according to their own abilities, and of course, this godliness, this infiniteness. Then your bakosh is an avoider, and your tefillah is doraisa. And that's all the time, even if you're at home, even if you're lying in bed, and you have this need to ask Hashem for something, you first say thank you for what he's done for you, and then you ask for it. That's a cube of avoider of tefillah doraisa, according to the Rambam, anyway. Bring it to that figure. Again, real ideal process. You forgot about that, eh? Because otherwise you wouldn't have passed the question. When we're discussing an ideal, it's always going to be a very high level because it's the ideal. Shulchan Aruch is an ideal, represents ideal. I don't live in ideal, I live in real. Correct? But of course, what I need ideal for then. Because I need a direction finder. I need to know what the ideal is that I can know from where I am in which direction to head. So yeah, this sounds very, very hard. And I may never, ever get there. That's not the point. The point is, am I heading in the right direction? I need to know what the ideal is, then go back and have a look at where I'm holding. And it's usually there's quite a gap. There's usually a significant gap between real and ideal. Correct? A person is a chiyuv every day to ask himself, when am I going to get my deeds to look like Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? Well, I'd have to ask myself that question. We know the answer. Never. I don't know, maybe Mashiach comes and whatever, and I'll get Nevuah and whatever. I don't know. But in the meantime, the Shvatim never got to the Maisim of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. That's why they were Shvatim. They weren't Avos. And the Shivim Nefesh never got to the level of the Shvatim. And the Shishmo Dribo never got to the level of the Shvatim either, or to the Shivim Nefesh. So what do you want from me? We draw bones. When are you going to get to Avram? No, it's not about trying. No, because you don't try to do something you can't do. Nobody tries to do something you can't do. If you can't do it, you can't do it. If Hashem commands you to do something you can't do, then you do it. And Hashem slips you across. But what are we talking about? You need to know that there's that level, and you have to strive for it. You have to start heading in that direction. Why? Because that's the direction you need to head to. Where you're holding now, that's what's important. What's important is to know where am I holding now and to accept reality the way it is. Accepting reality the way reality is the hardest thing in the world to do. And it sounds so simple. Of course, who doesn't accept reality? Nobody.
Yeah.
We're all pretending to be somewhere else than where we really are. But sometimes it's hard to look in the mirror and go, oh, that's not me. That's just, I'm having a bad day. For an alcoholic to accept the fact that he's an alcoholic is the hardest thing to do, but once he does that, he's halfway towards being cured. But until he accepts it, he's got no chance. In the areas where we need work, we're all addicts because we keep going back to the same thing. Never stop, never come up with it like something wow new. When does the Yetzer give you a surprise and come up with something like, wow, I never thought about doing that again. Wow, that's cool. Look at your Yom Kippur list. It's pretty much static from the last 40 years. Same old stuff. There's nothing like ready. Wow, shoot. I did that. So we should keep going back to the same old stuff. So accepting reality the way it is, that's the beginning of all avoidance. Now, which way do I go? You need to know where you want to get to. If you're in Beit Shemesh, you want to get to Bnei Brak, and you don't know you need to get to Bnei Brak, you're in Beit Shemesh. Which direction are you going to go? What bus are you going to get onto? You need to know what the direction is. Now, whether you get there or not is irrelevant. You take one step out of real in the direction of idea, and you work that. And when you've done that, you consolidate it, and now you have a new real, and now you take a new evaluation, take the next step. In Akhenami, this is describing an ideal. You always, whenever you're learning a Torah source, you have to ask yourself. It's never discussing a real, by the way. The Torah never teaches you real. That's something you have to find out for yourself. Everyone's different. Everyone's staying in a different place. The Torah is usually teaching you ideal or process. It's teaching you what the ideal is, or it's telling you how to go from real to ideal, but you have to work out what your real is. No one can tell you what your real is. That's hard, difficult introspection to find out, where am I really holding in this particular area? And then make a decision. Is this something you want to work on? And then divine a program. How are you going to get to where you are to where you want to get to? Guy goes into the gym to start training. He wants to look like a gorilla, yeah? You can name the gorilla if you want. You know, Schwarzenegger, that was the hero in my day. That's what he wants to look like, yeah? Will he ever look like that? Probably not. So what does he do? He starts, you know, 5 kilos, 10 kilos, he accepts reality. He doesn't stop picking up 400 kilos. He'll break his back, he understands that. He slowly starts, you know, developing a program of how to start looking like a gorilla. And you never know, you might get Siyata Gishman one day, he will look like Schwarzenegger. But you always need the Siyata Gishmaya to close the circle. The recognition that you can get to the level of the avos because Hashem asked you to do it. So do what you can do, and you never know, Hashem might slip you across. That's another shiur. Remind me, we can go into it one day. That's called nisyonot. That's what a nisayon is. It's an impossible task, and if you start doing it, Hashem will slip you across.
On any given day, Tuesday,